T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
People, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story, LA officials say things are running more smoothly today at Dodger Stadium, where many seniors waited several hours yesterday to get a COVID-19 shot.
It was very, very frustrating.
Carrie Beecham got one of the coveted first appointments with the help of one of her sons, but she did not get a shot. She says she showed up early, missed her appointment time because the line was so long, and got a cancellation notice. Beecham could not find anyone to answer her questions, but stayed in the line for hours. Running low on gas and still nowhere near the gate, she finally gave up and left.
You know, you don't want to be overly hopeful that you're actually going to finally get something. But after a year of laying low, you know, you've got a light at the end of the tunnel, maybe. And you feel so manipulated and so used and abused, really.
LA Deputy Mayor Jeff Gorrell says in an email, the vaccination records database crashed yesterday, which delayed processing, a problem that's been fixed. The site has also staffed up, and wait times are down to about half an hour today. He says everyone who got in line last night got a shot. More than 7,700 were administered yesterday. Meanwhile, Beecham plans to return to Dodger Stadium on Monday morning for her second shot at getting her first dose. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The supply of COVID vaccine doses on the mind of officials at Keck Medicine at USC as they look to open up vaccinations for patients 65 and over.
The goal is to be able to open things up to that patient population the first week of February, but it all depends on what's available.
To this date, it's been a week-by-week process, so it's been hard to do long-range planning without knowing exactly how much vaccine you're going to have, which will dictate how many scheduled appointments you can open up.
That's Felipe Osorno, executive administrator for Continuum of Care Operations for Keck Medicine of USC. At the same time, they're looking to increase their capacity to vaccinate more people. Chief Pharmacy Officer Chris Azizian says they're looking at standing up a second and third site.
And potentially have to scale down again, given that this has been a week-to-week process, not knowing how many doses you're going to get the week after.
Looking at LA County as a whole, one official said they can set up as many vaccination sites as they want, but without the vaccines, they won't be able to move quickly. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
When it comes to wearing masks to stop the spread of COVID, a USC survey found people in LA do a better job of masking up than in the rest of the country.
The results were pulled from last month's figures in a survey of 6,000 adults USC has been sampling every 2 weeks since March. Kyla Thomas, a research sociologist, says 67% of people in LA wear masks when in close contact with people they don't know, compared to about 50% nationally. 63% wear masks when exercising outdoors, as compared to 22% nationally. And the survey showed a breakdown across the country along racial lines when it comes to wearing masks when meeting with those outside the family unit.
46% of non-Hispanic whites wore a mask most of the time when they were in close contact with people outside of their household, compared to 67% of blacks and 63% of Hispanics. So that's a really big racial and ethnic difference.
The activity with the highest rate of mask wearing nationally is grocery shopping, with a compliance rate of close to 90% of those who went into stores. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Latest numbers for the state, nearly 20,000 new cases, more than 570 additional deaths. That's nearly a 2% higher than yesterday.
It looks like widespread unemployment benefit fraud is back in California. One estimate is organized ID theft rings from around the world have already bilked the state out of more than $9 billion this year. And labor expert and former State Employment Department Chief Michael Burnick tells KNX claims for help under the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program more than tripled last week. He says that strongly suggests fraud remains a major issue despite the EDD spending millions to combat the criminals.
So it's not that it hasn't done anything. It's done everything. And still, with all of these anti-fraud measures, with all of these people brought in, with all of these experts brought in, this morning's numbers suggest the fraud remains a big, big issue in the system.
Claims for the payments designed for independent contractors and gig workers rose to 110,000 last week from just over 33,000 the week before. Burnick says there is no logical explanation for that other than fraud. We have reached out to the EDD for comment.
Horse racing track in Southern California that failed to get a full license last month from the state convinced the regulators today to reverse course.
Last year, at least 20 racehorses were catastrophically injured and died at Los Alamitos Track. It's because of that commissioners with the California Horse Racing Board denied the track a full year racing license, saying they'd get 6 months and be up for renewal end of June.
In December, the board voted to approve the six-month license. Los Alamitos should be grateful to have a license at all, given the fatalities.
Los Alamitos Track said it made employees fearful that they were about to lose their jobs in a matter of months and made it difficult to book future events with certainty.
It's an issue of having a place that they can count on where they can run their horses.
The vote was 4-3 by commissioners to go ahead and give them a one-year license, also with a reminder that there is oversight. They do have the power to shut the track down. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
One of the trendiest hotels in Southern California is shutting down. The Standard Hollywood announced it's closing its doors indefinitely starting tomorrow. The hotel explains it was unable to prevent a significant increase to its lease. Since opening in 1999, the Standard Hollywood was a nightlife fixture on the Sunset Strip.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.